For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's June the 18th. We're halfway through the month already, if you can believe that. We've got two topics, Maplewood Barn Theater and TEDx Como. We'll explain that in a minute or so. But first, let me introduce you to Brad Buchanan. Welcome to Radio Friends, Brad.
Thank you, Paul.
And you are the director of the production How the Other Half Loves.
That's right.
Not lives. How the Other Half Loves.
That's right.
And that's a production of Maplewood Barn. When does it open?
Okay, we open on June the 28th.
Okay, so about 10 days from now. What is the production about?
It's a mixed-up romantic comedy where the boss's wife has an affair with the employee, and all the comedy mishaps that occur with them trying to cover this up.
Kind of like a soap opera?
It's quite funny. Well, one of the things that makes it really funny, Paul, is the staging of it, that it works on what they call a simultaneous set, where both houses are on the entire stage at once. So this chair belongs to that family, that sofa belongs to this family, and yet the actors get to use the entire stage. Mm. So there are parts where two people in two different apartments come that close to each other on stage, never touch, and don't acknowledge one another because they're in two separate apartments.
Yeah.
But a lot of the comedy comes from the movements of the people.
Yeah, I can imagine. So is that a production like this is not a standard production?
No.
Is that difficult to direct?
Very difficult. It's a very technically difficult show. The timing of it is so critical. Well, they always say timing in comedy is everything. Well, this is taking the timing in comedy times 10. The opening scene, there's a girl that enters from this side and walks to a desk, another one that comes here and walks to a chair, and then a man that comes jogging right down the middle. But it's boom, 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 just like that. And so it's all these people going all these directions at once.
Is this
it's
the first
marvelous.
Time that you have directed a production of this scale?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've never directed anything this technically complex.
Yeah. So how do you feel it's coming together at this point?
It's coming together marvelously, but not so much because of me, because I was blessed with the most wonderful cast. They're generally younger people. They have so much enthusiasm, and they're really carrying me along. I'd much rather have a young, enthusiastic person than a veteran who's lethargic. I'm the veteran who's lethargic.
Well, you don't sound lethargic to me. But it's called How the Other Half Loves, and it's opening at Maplewood Barn June the 28th. That's the last weekend in June.
Right, and the first weekend in July.
Okay, so in how many weekends does it run?
Just two. Okay. Eight performances total.
Okay, so it'll run June the 28th, and then it will be back again, what is that, July the 6th. So June the 28th, and then again the next weekend, July 6th. It's called How the Other Half Loves. If people want more information, is there a website they can go to for Maplewood Barn?
Yes, maplewoodbarn.com, and they can buy tickets there. They can see a synopsis of the play. There'll be pictures up there before the show starts.
Okay.
So they can get all kinds of information on the website.
Maplewoodbarn.com, and you want to make sure that you bring your lawn chair and your blanket along and enjoy the phoenix, which has risen from the ashes.
That's right. We're going to give you a good show.
Okay. Brad Buchanan, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you,
Paul. And we were talking earlier, your cousin is Randy Wright, who is now down in Florida.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Good to have you here. And tell Randy that we said hi.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Now we turn to my friend Keith Poley. Good to have you here,
Paul.
Keith.
Good to see you.
Keith is with the Reynolds Journalism Institute, and you're here today to tell us about a special event that is taking place actually the same day that the Maplewood production opens.
That's right. That's right. The Thursday, the 28th, June 28th, and it's going to be in the morning, though, so you can go to one and then go to the other.
Right, right. It's called TEDx Como.
TEDx Como. If you remember, we did TEDx MU here a couple weeks ago, and it was a smashing success.
Okay.
So we wanted to do one that's a little bit more inclusive, so now we have TEDx Como.
And what is TEDx Como?
TEDx Como. TEDx is the independently organized TED events, the TED conferences.
Okay. Now, some people may not be aware. What
sure.
are the TED conferences?
TED conferences is this amazing collection of speakers that come together to spread ideas we're sharing. So when we did TEDxMU, we had 10 speakers from autism activism to an astronaut to entrepreneurs. And so we're going to do that.
We had an astronaut.
Oh, yeah, we had an astronaut who lives here in town. So all you have to do is go to TEDxMU.com, and you can see the recording.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. But what we're going to do now with TEDx Como is there's the TED organization, TED.com, has an annual global event, TED Global, which is in Edinburgh, Scotland, the last week of this month. So what we're going to do is just have a watch party for one of the sessions coming in from Scotland, session 5. And the TED Global event is really about, in an interconnected world, in a hyper-connected world with the internet and everything like that, what does it mean to have radical openness? That's the theme, is radical openness.
Well, what is radical?
Well, it starts whenever you have this interconnected world and everything is connected. What does that mean for thinking about data journalism or anthropology or just a host of things? So we're going to show one of those sessions starting at 10 o'clock on June 28th at Ragtag Cinema Cafe, our friends at Ragtag Cinema Cafe. And it will be an hour and a half from 10 to 11:30. But the cool thing is that the hour before, starting at 9 at Ragtag on June 28th, we're going to have a community conversation because for the first time, and we have to give you the exclusive on this.
Okay.
We're going to have a TEDx Como event, not the watch event, but the actual event here in Columbia, April 6th, 2013 at the Missouri Theater. So we're just now starting to get ideas of how we want to do that. So
this is a world event then?
It will be streamed live globally, yes.
Wow.
It'll be at the Missouri Theater. And yeah. We already have some pretty interesting people wanting to do this. So come on down to Ragtag on the 28th. And if not...
Now, is this open to everybody?
Everybody.
Anybody that's listening, no matter where you are.
The 28th is absolutely open to anyone. It's free. We have to give big thanks to our good friends at Bank of Missouri who are underwriting this. Mm-hmm. So we thank them. But hopefully we'll be able to put in motion something very, very large for April's event.
Now, do people need to register ahead of time? Just come down.
Right. And, buy something from Uprise Cafe. Okay. They're awesome there.
All right.
And we'll kick it out.
Keith, thank you so much
for coming by.
Pleasure having you here. Continued success.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow, Todd Davidson with us, Maples Rep Theater. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or listen to it again, go to KBIA.org. Sign up for a free podcast.